From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of October 2nd, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan, and Stephen Dodge out of Massachusetts is a guy you may or may not have heard about in the past, but you will be hearing more about him in the coming months and years. He's one of the new guys on the PDGA Board of Directors. He's a communications guy, so we figured, hey, this is a perfect opportunity to put him on the hot seat, see how he does. And it turns out he does pretty good. We'll talk to Steve Dodge about a variety of topics, find out what happened at the recent PDGA Fall Summit meetings, and more on his background and his goals for that position. That coming up later in the show. There are results from the Sneaky Pete in North Carolina, and the clock is ticking. If you are a pro who wants to become an AM again, we'll tell you what's up with that. And Nate Doss is here. He's going to talk about roller shots in the 60-second clinic. It is all on tap this week on PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDisc.com and Discraft at Discraft.com. Controlled Distance has a new name. Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. It was a bunch of hard-throwing disc golfers headed to Burlington, North Carolina last weekend for the 21st Sneaky Pete. Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division and King Putt. Bobby Evans is going to win this one by four over Hall of Famer Alan Beaver. He will take second place. Jerry Harmon and Johnny Brown will take third at 12 under for the tournament. Now to the Women's Division, and Sarah DeMar comes out of Michigan to hand it to the locals. She's going to win this one by one single throw over Sarah Stanhope, who will take second place. And third, just two throws out, is the former Mandy Snodgrass, now Mandy Hoffman. And in the Open Division, haven't heard much from this guy this season. Ricky Bobby, a.k.a. Brian Schweberger, wins by two over the always tough Jason Jaybird Light, who will take second place. Justin Jernigan will take third, and that is how it went in Burlington, North Carolina, at the 21st Sneaky Pete. Time now for the 60-second clinic. If you are an average disc golfer, you might top out in distance at, what, 350, 400 on a good day. If you're looking to feel like a distance monster, learn how to throw a roller shot, because you will, I guarantee, increase your distance. And Nate Doss is with us this week in the clinic to tell you more about his roller shot.
A roller shot is, once again, disc selection, and you want to use, I use a more flippy disc, generally one that's beat up. And, you want to kind of, I generally try to choose a disc that I can release flat with maybe a little bit of turnover, and the disc is going to do the work itself. I don't want to have to force a disc over because then you may not get it enough or something like that, and it'll get a big cut roll. Holes to throw a roller on are typically holes with low ceilings where you can't get that big air drive off and you want to get down below something, or something where you just can't see yourself getting there in the air. Maybe there's a hole that is a long straight drive and maybe it's tucked in at the right at the end where you just can't get a regular air shot there. So you can throw a roller out on the left side of the fairway and then get it to get that nice curl off to the right over towards the basket. So generally those are the two typical shots that you want to choose a roller on.
California's Nathan Doss was the 2005 PDGA Disc Golf Pro World Champion.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with the new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Hi, this is Juliana Corver, and you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, Stephen Dodge out of Massachusetts is one of the new members of the PDGA Board of Directors. He has taken the Communications Director seat, so we thought this would be a fine time to ring him up and find out not only what happened at the recent PDGA Fall Summit meetings, but find out more about Steve Dodge.
Steve Dodge, 22042, Communications Director for the PDGA.
Steve, the main crux of our discussion today is going to be to find out what happened at the PDGA Fall Summit. But before we get into that, you are new to a lot of the PDGA members, so I'd like to find out a little bit more about you and your history in the game and what's going on in your neck of the woods.
I started playing disc golf in 1987. I played for about a year or two. Got pretty good pretty quickly. Won a tournament as an amateur. I was told, I'd never heard of a group called the PDGA at the time, and I was told that they said I had to go pro because I won as an am, and I decided that I didn't like that idea, so I quit playing disc golf competitively, and I started playing ultimate. My knees gave out. About 4 years ago, I picked up the sport again and moved up to New England, where we built a course called Maple Hill and a store called Marshall Street, and an event called the Marshall Street Disc Golf Championship. And that's what we're doing right now, and things are going gangbusters.
So when did you start playing disc golf again?
Well, I went on a tour of the U.S., played about 150 different courses in 2003.
Nice.
And I'd probably, and I did that just to find out what the best courses were like so we could come up to Maple Hill and build one that was comparable, if not better. And then I probably started a few months before that, so probably 2002.
So it's really been not a very long time since you sort of came back into the fold. And what made you decide, I want to run for the board of directors?
From my perspective, it seemed like the board of directors was doing a bad job, and I wanted to improve things. The MSDGC, the event that we run up here, had the chance to be a national tour event, and some things went funny, and we ended up not being a national tour event, and now we're not even a PDGA event at all. And there's a part of me that loves the concept of the PDGA, and there's a part of me that doesn't like the way things happen at the PDGA, and I wanted to resolve those two. And rather than just quit, I decided I'd run for the board and try to make things better.
So now that you are there and you've had a chance to sit down with the board and the staff, what are you thinking as far as your goals? What do you want to accomplish?
I think my goals have remained pretty much the same. I'd like to make the PDGA a body that the MSDGC would love to be a part of. I would like to create more transparency in the way the PDGA runs things regarding their decision making and the way that they spend the money, the way they determine the fee structures and the standards for tournaments. I'd like to make all of that open for everybody to see and understand. And I really the primary thing I want to do is grow the sport. I'd like to see our numbers double and triple. And if there's some word that means 10 times, I'd like to do that too.
All right, let's move on and talk about summit stuff. Now, this was your first PDGA summit, and for listeners who may be new members, there are two summits a year when the board gets together, one in the fall and one in the spring. So the fall summit is usually the meeting where the board sits down and really tries to say, okay, here is what's going to happen for next year. We're going to take all the stuff we've talked about over the previous year, and now we're going to implement it. So give us an idea of what was accomplished.
The primary thing that I see that was accomplished was the budget. I think this is Brian Honegger's strong point. He's the guy that designs the budget. He sets everything up. The board just steps in, looks it over before the meeting, and then comes in and says, here's some things I'd like to tweak. I think the primary thing we did was defining the budget and getting that in place. And after the budget was decided, other things that we did, David Gentry talked about the 2007 PDGA Tour. He talked about the NTs for 07. We talked about the IDGC, the International Disc Golf Course, Disc Golf Center, and its development and the agreement that they have with the locality. The locality is basically building a building and giving us a sweetheart deal on rent, and that's fantastic for disc golf. We'll be able to have these three gorgeous courses with a beautiful pro shop and have a self-supporting disc golf center. Actually, it'll probably end up making money for disc golf. And they did a really good job of setting that up and talked about how they were going. That was progressing with the locality. And then on Friday, the second biggest thing that we talked about was the search for a new executive director, as Brian Huniger and Laurie Gibson will be stepping down and moving back, I think, to Canada. And we will need a new executive director, and we're looking to have them in place by April 1st. Stork, Dan Roddick, presented a whole slew of requirements and a methodology for finding a new executive director. And we developed a three-person committee to go through that procedure and whittle basically just go through the whole thing and find an executive director. And then it comes back to the board, and we'll have to hire that one of the last three candidates.
And for listeners who may be going into a slight panic at the moment, we should point out that Brian and Laurie are not scheduled to step down until what? Sometime late in 07?
June 1st.
So there is time.
Absolutely. And there will be April and May. That'll be a two-month overlap where Brian and Laurie are in place and the new executive director is getting his or her feet wet. The other big things that occurred at the summit were there were bids for the 2010 and 2011 AM Worlds. And I'll leave the locations quiet for the time being, as I don't know what's been published or what's been released yet as far as approval and all that kind of jazz. I was very impressed with both of those bids, and I actually was very excited with the direction that disc golf is going and the recognition that it's getting from municipalities and their visitation centers. When you send 300 to 500 people to a town to play disc golf and you send an entourage with those people, you've got a lot of hotels and a lot of restaurants and a lot of visitation going on, and municipalities are very excited about it and willing to put up some money to get you there. And that's a pretty exciting thing. And I think we've finally broken through and are getting apparently some very professional presentations. Now, there were some things, some problems I think that we had. For example, we didn't publish the summit agenda, not that I know of, prior to the summit. It seems like the agenda should be known to the members before it happens. And I don't know about anything being reported during the summit, but there should definitely be a summit wrap-up after the summit. And we should let everybody know what we decided. And this whole section of the interview would then be moot, and we could talk more about me and how good I am. the summit results should be published. And actually, I guess as communications director, that will be one of the things that I will do in the upcoming PDGA email that hopefully will be going out in a week or two.
So you will be continuing to publish the newsletter email that Terry Calhoun was getting so good at for so many years.
Absolutely. And Terry has helped me in developing what I'll call the next version. And we're definitely going to keep that going. I'm going to try to be doing it every other week.
Excellent.
And that's nice to have that said out loud.
Steve Dodge, we have run out of time, but before we let you go, I have a summit boardy insider's question for you, and it is this: who is the absolute stinkiest disc golfer currently on the board?
I only sat next to a couple of people, Todd Reiner and Dave Gentry, and neither of them is on the board. So there's no way for me to know.
Well, Steve Dodge, we want to thank you so much for not only spending some time with us today, but also for volunteering your time for your two-year term on the PDGA Board of Directors. And we want to wish you not only lots of luck, but lots of hard work.
You are very welcome, Brian, and I look forward to getting lots of feedback from the membership so we can figure out exactly what it is we're supposed to be doing.
Steve Dodge is the new PDGA Communications Director. We spoke to him this week at his home in Leicester, Massachusetts. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. I'll tell you, fall is a great time to play an event, and there are a bunch of them going on this weekend, October 7th and 8th. There's a Super Tour event in North Carolina. It is the Charlotte Open, and in Red Rock, Texas, Oktoberfest. The Louisiana State's happening in West Monroe. Valley Springs, California is hosting the Mach 1 this weekend. In St. Thomas, Ontario, it's the Ontario Provincials and the Can-Am Finals. Plus, Tennessee, the Rutherford County Anniversary. In Washington, it's the Spokane City Cup and Homies Fall Classic in Cedar Lake, Indiana. Plus, Romulus, Michigan, the M2 In-Flight Open. In Springfield, Illinois, it's the Capital City Challenge. Warwick, the Animal Fest, that is New York. In Franklin, Wisconsin, it's the Back to School Bash, or you can go farther north for the Highbridge Series Final in Highbridge, Wisconsin. Plus, the Minnesota Fall Championships in Stewart, Mountain Jam 5 in Charlottesville, Virginia. Full list, PDGA.com. And finally this week, a bunch of stuff to talk about. We will begin with you, the Stinky Pro. So let's say you started playing disc golf, you got good really fast, and you decided one weekend, hey, I'm going to play pro. And what do you know, you won, and holy cow, there's cash? Yeah, I'll take the cash. And then you went, uh-oh. And sure enough, it turns out you weren't as good as you thought you were. Well, there is hope for you if you want to become an AM again. There is an amnesty program being offered by the PDGA. I'm not kidding. If you want to go from pro to AM, but you got to do so, at least do it easily, you got to do so by renewing your membership before December 31st of this year. Otherwise, you're going to be subject to a petitioning process, and trust me, you don't want to do that. So, pros turn into AMs, yes, it is possible. More information you can find from the website or contact the office. If apparently a lot of people are moving around, you know, a lot of players are students and whatnot. So if you have moved, well, there's a magazine trying to find you. The new PDGA magazine is out and headed your way. If you do not get yours by October 20th, the office has said, hey, have them contact us. And we'll make sure that not only we get their updated information, but we'll get that magazine to them as well. And that email address is office@pdga.com. And did you hear about this? The big $10,000 Big D Bounty. That's right. Discraft is offering $10,000 to you if you set a new distance world record. So all the big arm guys are getting together for the annual Big D in the Desert competition on a dry lake bed in the wilds of Nevada. And it's coming up real quick, October 16th and 17th. So if you think you got some Big D in your arm, Discraft may just give you $10,000 if you set a new world distance record with one of their discs. And by the way, that current world record is very, very far. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of October 2nd for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsors this week, Innova Champion Discs and Discraft. And until next time, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.